We got a 5-yard rule with the quarterbacks, right? The Mel Blount rule, right? Now with the push thing with Hurts, you got to be a yard back now. So don't tell me you can't have those safeties closer to the line of scrimmage than they are. I was in games where I'm thinking, hey, too high? They're out in outer space. Two, I couldn't even find us. And they're playing with 9 guys, right? Where are the other two? Oh, the other two? They're so daggone far back, and even though they're part of damn play. I'm telling you, we got to change this thing. Hey, you can warn them. They come up. Hey, guys, you got to get up a little bit, right? You're too far back. Warn those safeties. But you got to figure out. Competition can be somebody, Dano. Somebody's got to figure out what that depth is. But it's too far back right now. The NFL is being ruined by these too high safeties.
Mel Kiper, who I love. I mean, I just... he always puts a smile on my face. I go back to when I used to talk to him a lot at ESPN, and I like Mel Kiper. I think this is crazy. Can we at least get to like the middle of this season before freaking out about rules changes? I mean, it's not even technically fall yet, and we're doing that. It's a hot take. I don't agree with it. I'm just excited to see what offenses come up with, and I really don't think it should be that hard. Like, teams are going to get their points. Officiating will help because they want to change this narrative, and as long as scoring declines, they won't have. So I think that's going to happen. That might not be passing numbers, because I'm talking about certain defensive penalties that don't show up in the stats, but, you know, first downs and big plays. I just don't think we need rules changes. What I think we've got, it's a lot of things. We've been talking about it for days, and I invite you to weigh in, 803-0550 right now here on WGR. It's just a combination of different factors, starting with less reps, fewer reps, less work, offenses in the summer, training camp, preseason, where they're not used, the starters, and they don't want to show anything anyway when they are, not being prepared quite as well as probably they should be for what they're seeing on defense, and then also not being willing to, quote, take chances. We'll play your game to start the year. We'll play your, you know, 5 yards per carry, quarterback scrambles, slant, screens, passes behind the line of scrimmage. We'll play your game for now. Let's see where it takes us. This is the Bills. This is absolutely the Bills, and it was their plan, and they're winning. So they're a great example for this because they, of course, have a quarterback who can push it. But we're doing it this way right now, and so far, so good. The season will go along, and some teams will have more success than others, and we'll have to mix it up. So I think that will help. I think right now you've got a number of quarterbacks. I think it's about a quarter of starting quarterbacks just do not seem ready for the job or good enough for the job. And most of these guys are young, and they are not going to push the ball down the field. Bo Nix is not going to break this trend. And the Broncos don't want him to. They want him to throw the ball to the running backs and run and just not turn the ball over. Coaches are loath to turn over, so there's that. The offensive line point has been made. How offensive lines are not as good, as deep, all kinds of things. I don't think we need to talk rule changes. In fact, I know that, like, that's just not it. Maybe someday, but I expect offenses to get it back. I expect quarterbacks to get it back. Here's Bill next. Hi, Bill.
Hi, I just wanted to say I think it's just a result of the shortened preseason that teams aren't ready to throw the ball down the field and expose their quarterbacks, and they want to keep the game close and in control with the lack of, you know, reps, and that's all.
The thing about the preseason is, not, I'm not saying you're wrong, I wonder if it changes, you know, like, are teams now going to use their guys in the preseason because of this?
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure they after the last couple of weeks, I'm sure they would. I mean, I'm a defensive minded guy, so I actually kind of like how these games are. Some of them are blowouts, and some of them are really close, and it seems like it's kind of more evened out. But I'm sure it'll level out as the season goes on with the passing down the field and the scoring. So,
thanks, Bill. I don't know, like, if a team decides it's not going to be unanimous. So if teams decide that the preseason is now more important, I think there's going to be pushback. Like I wouldn't want, I never do, you know, and we've talked about this every year, Josh Allen to play in the preseason. I don't think it's worth it. And I think the Bills are a team that's had enough success playing their way that they won't necessarily need, that they think they need to fix anything, you know? So depends on how much success a team is having and I guess a lot of other things. Thank you, Bill. Here is Jerry next. Hi, Jerry.
Hey, good afternoon, Mike. Hey. Are we just fundamentally not handling quarterbacks correctly? You know, in the 70s and the 80s, you'd get drafted after 4 years of college and then have 1 or 2 years to figure out what was going on. And then
when you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Fail the first year or two miserably and then become a quarterback. And, you know, that means you're 25 or 26 years old when you really become a real quarterback. Are we expecting too much of a 21, 22-year-old? And it, because we need the, because we're paying them a lot of money and we need them to work now. And would Jordan Love have failed as a starter in his first year after the draft? Would, you know, would Steve Young have failed in his first year after the draft? And would he, have they been out of the league and we not realize what they were just because we didn't develop them properly?
I think that that's all really fair, but it's also one like the preseason point that I don't think is going back. Because of the money, because of the rookie contract, you have to find out. I think, you know, some teams do this anyway. Patrick Mahomes got a year on the bench, and, you know, he's pretty good. But I think it's probably right most of the time to not do that. Get him on the field. All of this that's happening, it, you know, it's there, but it doesn't have to determine their fate, right? Like, Caleb Williams should have started week one. And he'll get a lot of time. Could he conceivably, in a different era, end up having been had a better career? I think that could be true of anybody. That could be true of Allen. You know, what happened with him? He got beat out. I can't even ever say this with a straight face. He got beat out in the preseason as a rookie. The decision was so incredibly bad that at halftime of the first game, they bailed. And there he was starting in week two, which was almost definitely not what they thought was best case. Every one of them is different. I think, sure, you can look at the old days and be like, most of those guys didn't go in for a long time. But that is just never going to happen again, I think. Thanks, Jerry. Here's Joe next. Hi, Joe.
Hey, Mike. Appreciate you taking my call.
You're welcome.
I just got to say, this is some of the most interesting talk that I've heard in a long time in regards to the NFL. And it's really, really been a lot of fun to follow your journey through it. I've really just been dialed in. My whole thought is, and, you know, I'm not a big X's and O's guy, not a big data guy, just forthcoming with that. But I honestly wonder if it's just head coaches, offensive coordinators, just holding things really close to the vest to start the season until they really need to open up their playbook. I don't know if that's something that we've seen in the past in regards to teams doing this, but just a thought. Appreciate it, Mike.
Yeah. No, I think it's good. You're welcome. I think it's good. I don't think it's let's not be at our best or anything along those lines where, like, that's kind of how we talk in the preseason to an extreme because we don't care about winning the game in the preseason. I don't think it's so pronounced. But Look, coaches always want to be able to avoid turnovers. And I think there's always an instinct. For most coaches, there's an instinct to play more conservatively. I think Sean McDermott is an example of this. And I could be wrong, but I've never not thought it. You know, I think he kind of established this about himself early on. Allen took off, and the Bills changed their ways. But just through the years, McDermott still gives off clues, I think. Hiring decisions, comments, how he talks about Allen at times, that I think he's probably comfortable, and I think maybe his nature would be to play this more conservative way. That it might explain how they got to Brady. But they also before that had Dorsey and, of course, Brian Daboll before that, who were more, quote, aggressive. So I think it is sort of in a coach's nature. It's a long season, and they'll start to figure out, because they're going to have to. They're going to want to, I think, more than they're going to have to, figure out ways to be more explosive, get those explosive plays. You know, in McDermott's defense, he's long made the point about explosive plays. I think he comes at it from the standpoint of a defensive coach, because the Bills have been exceptional at preventing those plays. And it's been super successful. Like I said earlier, I think more traditionally, I think maybe the fan button is more often stop the run, because we've heard it our whole lives. And when the Bills have a game where they can't stop the run, or they don't, the phones light up, you know, like this is the end of the world. Where, you know, one or the other, as I've said for years, and I think the Bills have exemplified this, stopping the pass is more important. And you don't hear people point that out so much, but because stopping the run is just kind of like an axiom that we've heard forever. And it seems like it, like football, a lot of those kinds of things in football are things that seem to define your manhood or something. Like, you can't stop the run, you're not a real team. But the Bills have been great at not giving up the big plays in the passing game, and they have won like crazy. And that is it perfectly correlates. And so he's somebody, I think, that really stands out looking good right now in this climate. Because the way his team has played defensively has long been about this, what teams are trying to do now. And two high safeties, like, I think they're second to Kansas City. Go figure. It'd be the Chiefs again. But in terms of playing that defense most often through two games. So it's not like the Bills are trying to buck that trend at all. Thanks again, Joe. 803-0550 if you want to join me next. Mike's Fresh Picks are next, actually. And then Sal here on WGR.